sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Ravi Mari and Amy Marazi Sheyichyu should also be Lili Nishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Rav Shmuel, Maris Chanabas, Yonamas, Adan Chanabas, Rav Meir Zev, Rishon Pinchas, Rav Yaakov Tzio, Lazan Zisha, Ben Rav Yosef, Rav Aaron Yudalei, Ben Rav Noach Tzvi, Aaron Rav Yaakov Shachna, and Yehuda Ben Frontichek, and Shmuel Ben Harav Ruvain Eitan. We're going to be discussing Emir Tashem, the Inyan of Amalek, based on the Sefer Ori V'Yishi in Maseches Megillah, Daf Beis Amid Beis, and Rabbi Yishuv and Levi. Krach v'chol asamachlo v'chol anerimo nidon k'krach. A krach, a walled city, anything near the walled city, anything that's seen with the walled city, is considered a walled city. The Gemara says that there, from Daf Beis till Daf Dalid, the Gemara there has a lot of memories in the name of Yehoshua ben Levi, a lot of them talking about a krach, and it would appear that this isn't by chance, but rather the essence of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi is connected to a krach, as is alluded to in his name, because Yehoshua ben Nun is connected to Mochaman Abba Malek in Purim, B'Shalach 17:9, V'yomer Yehoshua b'chalo anashim v'tzei lochem b'amalek, V'yas Yehoshua kasher omer lo Moshe lochem b'amalek, V'yachav shel Yehoshua samalek, V'yomer Hashem simbozne Yehoshua kimocho emche, simbozne Yehoshua kimocho emche zecher Amalek. You see, Yehoshua fighting against Amalek. So that's the connection of Yehoshua ben Nun and Amalek. And we know that a city that's walled from the time of Yehoshua ben Nun is going to be reading on the 15th as a special day of reading. So Yehoshua is connected to Amalek. And when it comes to Amalek, there's a special reading from the days of Yehoshua, if a city was walled in the time of Yehoshua, Yehoshua ben Nun. And therefore would appear that Yehoshua ben Levi is a remez to Yehoshua ben Nun. And ben Levi maybe is a remez to Moshe Rabbeinu. Ben Levi, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi. And we know that Levi is Chel Hashem, that's God's special crack unit of those who learn Torah, like we see in the Torah and the Rambam, that Shevet Levi has a special status in the Navi of being the teachers of Torah, the learners of Torah. And Yehoshua is connected specially to Amalek and to Purim. So too Yehoshua ben Levi is going to be connected to Krachs, to Purim, to walled cities, just like Yehoshua ben Nun was. And we find by Milchemes Midyan, Elef Lamata, Chazal Darshan, B'Midbar Rabba, that 12,000 people waged war against Midyan with their tefillos. So we know that when the Jewish people wage war, it is not merely a physical war, but we also fight in the realm of the spirit. We need tehillim, we need tefillos, and that is part of the Avodah of Shevet Levi, that Levi is fighting the spiritual war, not only with Torah, that they teach Torah, but also that they daven, they're focused on the Ruchnius. So that's the idea of Shevet Levi. And that's Yehoshua connected to Yehoshua ben Nun, Ben Levi connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Levi, and that symbolizes the spiritual power of Klal Yisrael. Ube'emes, gam b'mulchemes Amalek atzma, there was a shutfus between Gashmius and Ruchnius. Moshe Rabbeinu says, b'char lanu anoshim, choose for us people. And the milchama was Gashmius, but b'ikar Ruchnius, ayde Moshe Rabbeinu, as Moshe Rabbeinu was also involved in the war. And Moshe Rabbeinu was involved in the spiritual war. V'haya kasher yari Moshe yada v'gavra Yisrael, and famous Mishnah on Rosh Hashanah, that when it's not that the hands made the war, but rather when the Jewish people were looking heavenward and they were subordinating themselves to God, then they would be victorious. And that's the Ikar. Like the Maharsha says in Brachas, Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, we make Psha'as Anes B'Makom Hazeh, when you see the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat upon. In other words, the place of the Nes is the place of Yeshivas Moshe Rabbeinu, and not where Yehoshua was fighting, but rather where Moshe was sitting. The Evan Sheyashav Alav Moshe, because the Ikar is the Ruchnius, and not the Gashmiistic war. So it emerges that the Nitzachon on Amalek relates specifically to the Milchama HaRuchnis Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, who's part of the Chel Hashem, God's army of Shevet Levi, and that's Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, that Yehoshua draws his koach from Levi. From whose Levi? Moshe Rabbeinu. That Yehoshua, the man of the physical war, draws his koach from Moshe ben Levi, from Moshe, who is spearheading the spiritual war. Yehoshua ben Levi ben Nun himself was a ben Levi, because the Rambam Shemit of Yehovah writes that even people who aren't Shevet Levi have the Maile of Shevet Levi. They're called Chel Hashem. V'lo Shevet Levi bilvad, el kol ish v'ish mikol bai olam, shenad v'rucho so v'evino mado, libod alamod lifnei Hashem l'shar so l'ovdo, harezen is kadesh kodesh kadoshim. So the person, anybody, not even Shevet Levi, but you can volunteer and be member of the of Shevet Levi by focusing on Ruchnius, and then you become an honorary member of Shevet Levi. And who's greater than Yehoshua, who is always standing before God? Nar lo yamish misaycha oyel shat madato b'torah mishayechet oto lechel Hashem. Pashat that Yehoshua ben Levi was focused on Ruchnius, on Torah. V'nar lo yamish mitocha oyel, he was always in the tent, always learning from Moshe, never left him. Stood at the foot of the mountain to wait for him, always wanting more and more. And even though Yehoshua fought the wars of God, even in a gashmiistic way, but even then he knew that his whole hatzlach in the milchama is talui in limud haTorah. K'moshe amar lo Hashem yizbarach lo yisyatzev ish lefanecha kol yemei chayecha rak chazak ve'amatz na'od lishmor lasis k'chol haTorah lo yamu sefer haTorah zeh mipicha v'gisa bo yomam v'layla ki az tatzliach. So nobody's going to stand before you. Just be strong to guard the whole Torah. The Torah shouldn't be removed from your mouth. You should toil in it day and night. Then you'll be successful. And even Bizman Milchama, Yehoshua knew that his atzlacha is tali in liman haTorah. As we see, famously, Megillah Gimel Amud Aleph, Vahi b'yos Yehoshua b'iricho, v'yisa eina v'yar ish omed l'negdo, v'omer lo. He sees this person standing him, and he sees a sword, and he says to him, "You were mevatel Torah." And then, in order to be attacking this, he was lan ba'omek. What's omek? Ba'omko shel halacha. So it would appear that besides the schuyos of Torah and tefillah that guard us during a milchama, you also need that the lochamim, those who are waging war, understand that it's not koychi ba'itzim yadi asuli esachayil hazeh. It's a spiritual power. It's not a physical power. That's the idea of being Meshabed Libam Lavim Shabashamayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu raises his hand. And this inyan is shayach to the different time of the Krach on Purim, we read on Tesvav, and not on Yodalit. The Ran asks in Megillah, why were they Mechalek Purim to 2 days? And possibly the answer is that this parallels the two stages in Mulchemes Amalek, the Mulchama that it says in the Torah, Hayom Hazeh, Shebo Ein Nitzachon Gamor al Amalek. Today we don't have the complete victory over Amalek. That's why it says Machar Anochi Nitzav Arosh Hagiva. We only are going to defeat Amalek tomorrow. Therefore, the Torah emphasizes tomorrow. That's the Zman of the Mechia Gemura of Amalek, Sharei Achariso Ade Oved. And that's why you see in Megillas Esther Nochamol and Nochamol, the idea of Machar being repeated. And the Torah is also mentioned by Megillas Mochemes Amalek, because it's not today, but it's morgen, it's tomorrow, it's in the future that we're going to beat Amalek. Ma rasa Esther lomar se chazal umachar ese kedvar amelech ela shekol zaro shel Amalek roga lipo limachar shenemar machar anochi nitzav al rosh hagiv. It's all about tomorrow. Ayin b'ze, beautiful in the Or Chadosh of the Maral Perikei, And Maran Zatzal and the Pachad Yitzchak, Purim, Maimer Hay, and the expression of the defeat of Amalek, this worldly defeat of Amalek, the Yom HaZeh, is Purim of Yudalid, but the Machar, Inosen Gam Machar La Yehudim Asher B'Shushan Lasos Kedos Hayom, then in Shushan, they had a Nitzachon on Amalek B'Pchinas Machar, so hopefully in a different shir, we will discuss that, and that's B'Pchinas Ve'achariso Ade Oved. According to this, it would appear that the din of the krach, where you read on the 15th, is an expression of the complete victory. Yudalit is the Yom HaZeh victory. And then Mochar, I want one more day for Shushan, that Lasos Kedos Hayom, that is the future, that's the Mochar, that's the future victory over Amalek. Tesvav is the Nitzachon Gamur al Amalek. Interesting that the gematria of krach is kaf is 20, resh is 200, chaf is 20, so that makes 240, and Amalek is punk 240. So Amalek relates to the krach, so our ultimate defeat of Amalek is in the krach, and it's symbolized by the day of the 15th. And what's the essence of the krach? A wall, it's a walled city. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi says, Krach sheyashav lebesof hukaf nidon kikfar. At first it was settled, and then there was a wall, then it has a din of a village. And he learns this from a pasuk. So it has to be that the krach is from the get-go, mukaf choma. Mainaf gamina bezeh, what does it matter? The choma came before, the choma came afterwards. So it would appear as follows. The Gemara in Chagiga Yudbeis Amud Aleph tells us that Adam HaRishon, his koma was from the land to the Shamayim, Mikatze Olam V'at Katzeyu, and then after he sinned, his koma, his height, was diminished. Rav Pinkas Zecher Tzadik Livracha writes in his Sefer Tiferes Torah in Parshas Emor that a person can't be Mechuber L'Gova HaOlam V'Gam L'Rachbo. Ela olikan, olikan. In other words, either you are connected to the height of the world from up to down, from Aretz to Shemayim, or the rochav, the breadth of the world, the width of the world, and it's one or the other. If you're connected to this world, to the rochav haolam, then it's going to be al cheshbon your kom haruchnis, being connected to Shemayim. And therefore, on Shabbos, when we're connected to Shemayim, then there is a tzimtzum, there is a narrowing of the rochav ha'olam. You're not allowed to go outside the tchum, because you're not connected now to the width of the world, the breadth of the world. You are connected to Shemayim, so you're not allowed to go out of the tchum. And the more you're connected to outside, to Shemayim, the lamala, min ha'mikdash lo yetze, you're mamish with Hashem, and you're not connected so much to this world. When you're davening Shmon Esrei, you're omed lifnei hamelech, you're not allowed to move out of your place. So the problem with our world today, and this is Rav Pinkas talking before the internet, before almost everybody had an iPhone in his hand. Some people put it in their pocket, but mostly in their hand or on the table in front of them. So now you're just connected to the rochav ha'olam 24/7 or 24/6. And therefore there's no way to go up, because you're so connected to the rochav. That's mamish, a big, big problem. That's why the koma haruchnis of man has been diminished so much in our day. And that's the mashmos of the kedusha of the choma. So choma, usually you'd think, is only to stop the enemy from the outside. But a choma also has ruchniistic meaning, because there's a kedusha to batei arei choma. We've been learning in Maseches Kelim. This is in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, that it talks about the Kedusha of the Arei Choma. Why should the Arei Choma have Kedusha? So it would appear that the Biur is that the wall has a tafkid, has a purpose to stop the spreading of the Gashmias, to stop the Hispashtus, the person spreading out, to to the rochav of the world. In other words, you have, you know, I like to joke, you have, you know, soragim, you have bars on the window. So the bars of the window to keep the people from going outside from coming in, or the bars in the window to keep the people from inside from going out, like Chas V'Shalom, the kids, right? They shouldn't climb out. So they're the mice, they're both. The bars are to keep the people outside from coming in, and the bars are to keep the people inside in. So the walls are to keep us in focused on our makom here, not the rest of the earth, so that we can be focused on Shamayim and not on what's going on in China and in Tokyo and in Hong Kong and in Russia and in Australia and in England and in Green Iceland and in Denmark and in Sweden and everywhere. No, you don't have to know what's going on in the whole world. You have to be connected ideally primarily to Shamayim. And that's the idea of the wall to help us with our Koma Ruchnis. And according to this, it would appear that that's the Inyan, that Krach HaMukaf Choma, that this walled city that's we read on the 15th, that's an expression of our complete victory over Amalek. Because how do we beat Amalek? We defeat Amalek when we're focused properly on the Ruchnis. And that's what the walled city enables us to do. And maybe that's the mashmos, that the krach has to be mukaf choma mimos Yehoshua ben Nun, because Yehoshua didn't lack talents and gashmius of this world. He was an ish gibor chayil. He was the manig Yisrael. He understood very well olam hazeh. He was the ramatkal. He was the chief of staff. He understood exactly how to wage war, and yet he knew how to be mukhaving to ruchnius layamish mitocha oel. He was mekayim layamish sefer Torah zemi picha vegisa ba yomam belayla. Learning Shtark all the time. And that's Yehoshua. And that's why he built himself this Choma. He knew how to build himself this Choma to be connected above. And that's the idea, says the Ramchal in the Derech Hashem, that the Anani HaKavod used to surround us, to connect us to Olam Haba, and not to be too connected to Olam Hazeh, to be connected to the spiritual world and not to the physical world. And that's the day that we beat Amalek. We beat Amalek on the 15th. We read Shushan, walled cities like Shushan, read on the 15th, because that's the day of the complete victory. That's the Machar. That's when we're going to beat Amalek, when we are completely focused on the Ruchnias. And that is also going to be the day of Yehoshua ben Nun. Krach HaMukaf Choma Mimos Yehoshua ben Nun. It has to be walled from the time of Yehoshua, because this city symbolizes the fact that we're focused on Ruchnias. That's how we're going to have the ultimate victory over Amalek. And with this we can understand another memra of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Krach she'ein bo asara batlanim nidon kikfar. If you don't have 10 people sitting and focused on ruchnias, it has a din of a kfar. In other words, you need 10 people who are giving the spiritual skoma, the spiritual stature to the city. Ani choma zutara v'shadai kemigdalos eidl tamidei chachamim. So in order for it to be a proper walled city, you need to have people focused on ruchnias, and only then does it have the status of a walled city. And this koach of Yehoshua to build Chomos Ruchnios that can disconnects us from this world and connects us to the true world through Hasmada B'Torah, we see in his Alta Zaydi Yosef HaTzadik that he also built a Chomos of Kedusha, because a Chom of Kedusha is a Mobile LeTorah. And it's interesting that the Osios that are before Torah are Kuf Dalet Shin He. Right before a tuf is a shin, before a vav is a hey, before a resh is a kuf, and before the hey is a dalid. So you get kuf dalid shin hey kedusha, and that's what precedes Torah. Kedusha is a mavo for Torah. That's what brings you to Torah. In Mishkan Shiloh, which was the nachal of Yosef HaTzadik, they ate kachim b'chol haroah, like it says in Zvachim 112b. The Gemara says, because Yosef HaTzadik, ben Paras Yosef, ben Paras Aleayin, he didn't want to be nene from what wasn't his. So Mimela, he is going to eat Melo Einav. He is going to eat as far as you can eat the as far as the eye can see, Mishkan Shiloh, because Yosef didn't look. So Mimela, we're Zocha that whatever we can see from Mishkan Shiloh, that allows us to eat Kodshim. Because the Kedusha is mispashate as far as the eye can go. It spreads as far as the eye because of the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik, who didn't look. And the reason is that the Kedusha HaMakom for Achilas Kachem is because of the Choma, because of this wall. And that's how you get your Choma Ruchnis, and that's what Yosef did. Yosef didn't look. And in that way, right, like Chazal tell us, that the Benot Saad Al Eshur, that the girls were standing up on the wall to look at his beauty. Al Eshur Al Riyaso Ashireno means to see. And so Shur, Rashi says, can be seeing Ashurenu, and it could also be a wall. Alei Shur, they were standing on the wall. So now it's beautiful, because Kedushas Shiloh comes from the Kedushas Ri of Yosef, that created this Koma Ruchnis, that created this high spiritual stature, that a wall also creates. And therefore, there are two different meanings of Shur. The eyes, because of the wall, they're both, they're connected. When you put up a wall, when you guard your eyes, you're putting up a wall, and that's what gives you your Koma Ruchnis. And that also connects to the Shur. It says in Chazal, Kishor la'olva chamor la'masa, which is Esek HaTorah, to mamish like an axe to the yoke. And according to this, it would appear that the Choma Ruchnis, that Yoshua was zochet to build through the Smada B'Torah, is rooted in the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik, who also built a wall, who also didn't look out of his Arab Amos, who also looked down. He tried not to look at Eishes Potiphar, Chazal tell us. He didn't look at the girls on the wall. They wanted him to look like Lahavdil, a rock star. You know, the girls, oh, look at me, look at me. So, and then they scream, ah, he looked at me. So that's what the girls wanted. Yosef was a super, super handsome man. But Yosef didn't want to look, and that's how you build a wall, and that's how you keep yourself holy. And that's the Nitzachon over Amalek with the craft. That's Mukav Choma Bimos Yoshua Ben Nun, because Amalek is Bechinas Keri Asher Karcha, and that's the Tuma of Keri. And in order to the counter to that is to build the Choma, and then that prevents the that Keri, and that's a huge avoda. Maybe we can understand why you have to have a wall first, and then you settle the city, so that nothing comes in, none of the tuma comes in. That it starts off in kedusha. First, there's that wall, there's that ruchnias that you're klape mala, and then only afterwards, does it become settled. So now we have some beautiful insight, Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, into the walled city from the time of Yoshua ben Nun and Yoshua ben Levi and Amalek, and how to beat Amalek, and Givaldik Yisod for our avoda in this world of building walls around ourselves and not allowing all of the tumah of the world to come into our lives, and even not the tumah, just the bittul zman and the nonsense all of the things that are constantly trying to attract our attention. We have to build spiritual walls to make sure that we only let in what's necessary for our avoda, and everything else should be rejected, because we're here for a very short time, very short, and we are here to serve, so we cannot get distracted by all the shtuyot, all those, I connect them to pop-ups, all those pop-ups on your screen that are always coming to try to get you click here, this clickbait. They want you to look everywhere and not be focused. No, your focus. Sometimes, you know, you go to a Torah site and they have an advertisement here, an advertisement there. No, you have to buy this house. You have to buy this house. You're only going to be happy if you buy this house. Please put down $500,000. That's going to be your first payment, and then you're going to spend the rest of your life paying off the rest, and only then will you be, no, buy this car. You don't have to buy the house, you have to buy the car. Oh, no, you have to buy this clothing. They're having a sale. They're having a 30% sale. Always trying to get us to buy. And that's not what we're here for, sweet friends. We're here definitely to buy, but we want to make kinyanim to our neshamas and not kinyanim to our guf. Only what our neshama needs, that's what we get for our guf. So, mir tashem, we should be zelche to really defeat our Amalek this year by building those walls and keeping them up high. And that way, go mala mala b'torah v'yiras shemayim, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.